of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It was an epic season full of twists and turns, ups and downs, on and off the field. But when it ended, Maslin had persevered like never before, going a perfect 16-0 and winning their first ever state title in the playoff era when they beat Hoban 7-2 in the Division II state title game. And out of that season comes the book, Maslin Against the World, the story of the 2023 Maslin Tigers, written by Scott Ryan and Becca Moore. And they both join me right now here on the Kenny and JT Show. Scott and Becca, thanks for making time for us. How are you today?
Doing great.
Hey, good to have both of you. And I'll go back and forth almost like you guys did with the chapters in this book. And Scott, I'll start with you. And Becca, if you want to chime in at any time, please do so. I'm just curious, how and when did the idea about the book come together?
Well, about the day I was born, and I wish that the Maslin Tigers would win the state championship. That's about when it started. We were so excited going through this season, and Becca and I host a show on YouTube called Tiger Talk. And as the season was rolling, it just kind of felt magical. It felt different. And I said to Becca, I don't know, if this is the year, I feel like we should do a book. And Becca can't tell me now. So what could happen?
And Becca, what was your response?
Yeah, he was right. Well, first of all, I kept telling him from the beginning of the year that we were going to win. And he didn't want to get too excited. But I told him that this was the year. And so when he said, you know, we have to write a book. I think at the beginning of the playoffs, he was like starting to believe. And so that's when we kind of had an idea of what we were going to do. But, you know, that all changed really after we won the state championship.
And I'm looking at the chapter titles, and I'll start with the first one, Maslin from the Outside. And that's by you, Scott. So what are you offering in this book as a Maslin fan from the outside for our listeners?
Well, we wanted the book to have appeal outside of just Maslin, because I think, to me, this is really a story about a small town taking on something larger than themselves. That's what Maslin football has always meant to me. So that first chapter is kind of written for the sports fan in Iowa or California or Texas that maybe doesn't know about Maslin and football. So I sort of bring the reader in to the town of Maslin and sort of set the stage.
And Becca, your chapter two is Maslin from the Inside, and there's no more of an insider than the coach's wife, right? So when you were thinking about your chapter that you were going to write here, was it tough to decide what you were going to put in, what you weren't going to put in, or no? Or are you just an open book and you wrote everything that came to mind?
You know, so I think a lot of people expected me to kind of sugarcoat things and it be more of a puff piece, but I'm pretty much an open book, so I shot it straight. I talk about, you know, how people think they know Maslin, and I can say that because obviously we lived outside of Maslin and we moved here. And so I gave that perspective of what it was like, you know, being on the outside and then moving to the inside and why Nate decided to take the job here. And just the struggle was real. I think Nate does a good job of making it look like it's easier than what it is, but it is definitely not easy.
Yeah, I thumbed through, I think, four chapters, and thanks for sending me that, Scott. I was able to get through some of the things, and I found it very interesting, Becca, one of the chapters you wrote about Nate, the Minster job, LaSalle, and Maslin, how each of those came about and how successful, how quickly Nate was with the first two, right? But it took a little bit longer at Maslin, and yet here he is, the all-time winningest coach and now a state champion. How did you guys persevere through the first 8 years to get it in year number nine?
Well, I think that when you take over a program like Maslin, whose storied history, and there's a lot of hate coming from you know, the outside and keyboard warriors and a lot of questions from media. You just have to be patient and you have to trust the process. And, you know, when you're dealing with 14 to 18 year old kids, you have to be willing to be patient with them and, you know, getting them to buy in. And sometimes that takes longer than you want, but it's actually a lot harder than people think too. I think they think that it would be easy, but you know, it is a lot, very time consuming and a lot harder than people realize.
Well, whatever his formula is, it's working. Two state titles, one at LaSalle, one at Maslin, public school, private school. So Nate's done a great job climbing to the top of the mountain, looking down. And Scott, I see in the press release here, it says the book is an oral history format. Share with our listeners what you mean by that, if they are going to buy this book.
What do you mean if they're going to buy this book? What do you mean when? So I did this with my Letterman book and my Moonlighting book because I think it's so much better to let people just speak in their own words. You know, most books you do interviews and then you funnel that through the story you want to tell. I don't like to do that. I like to sit down with someone and let their words be directly on the page. So basically, you're going to hear from 13 of the Maslin coaches exactly how they feel about all these games, all these topics, all the controversy from this. And it's not filtered through my perception as a fan or Becca's perception as, you know, someone who works at Maslin Schools.
And Scott Ryan and Becca Moore are our guests, the authors of the book, Maslin Against the World. And Becca, for you, having the inside access with your husband being the coach, and I saw you guys on you know, Facebook at times, too. Whenever you'd interview him, you'd get a lot more out of him than we got as members of the media, and you really put a lot more into this. And I guess kind of, I don't know if describe is the best way to put it, but to tell a little bit more about your husband maybe than most people know. Was that hard to do or no?
I think it wasn't hard for me to do. I think what was gratifying in doing it is, like, Nate doesn't care. Like, he could care less. You know, he's, like, when it comes to, like, all the accolades and everything that he's won or done, you know, himself as a coach. So for me, it was cool to kind of put pen to paper and for people to understand, you know, there's more. I think somebody said to me, they were like, I thought I knew Nate more, but it was really just the tip of the iceberg. I think when you read the book, you realize all the coaches at Maslin, not just Nate Moore, but all that they put into it. And that's why, you know, we wanted to interview all the coaches. And there's a chapter in there where we talk together when you add it all up. So I think that was coaching together when you add it all up. So I think that was what made it fun for me. It wasn't just writing about Nate, but it was also writing about the other coaches and all they've done for Maslin, because I think you can't win without them.
Yeah, and there's a chapter here, Becca, that you wrote, Maslin Against Itself. And it deals with off-the-field issues at the beginning of the season. And I saw one of the coaches, I think it was Coach Miller, who said in the book, are you really putting this in the book? And you do. You didn't sugarcoat it. You added it into the book. Why was that important for you to do?
Because I think it just plays into the rest of the book. You see our chapter that Scott wrote. I didn't want to write it. It was about Ohio High School Athletic Association, Maslin against Ohio High School Athletic Association. And I think that you learn that there's so much that goes into it, procedures and what we follow to make sure we are doing the right thing that doesn't get covered by the media or the keyboard warriors. And as someone who's lived on the outside and someone who's lived on the inside, I think that's important for anybody to know, because really what it comes down to is the adults you're not hurting the adults, you're hurting the kids. And that's what bothers me, I think, with sometimes the media coverage and, you know, dealing with Ohio High School Athletic Association. You know, an adult's not playing the game. It's a kid playing the game that you're penalizing. So, you know, that's what it comes down to.
And Scott, talk a little bit about Chapter 7, Maslin against the OHSAA. DeJuan Owens, you know, was suspended for one game as they looked into things. And you kind of go into detail about that and share with our listeners what that was like putting that chapter together.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think that's the chapter that's probably the most important chapter of the book, because it doesn't just affect Maslin. It affects all the other schools as well, because kids move from school to school. And why shouldn't they? Like, why shouldn't a kid have the opportunity? And certainly at private schools, there's not a problem with it. And I just wanted to get to the bottom and get to the truth. So we interviewed the superintendent and the principal of Maslin Schools. There were some things they couldn't share because they're too personal, and we had no interest in violating anyone's life. What we wanted to do was get the facts. What are the rules? And what was sad about it is he was never accused of anything. There were no wrongdoings. But he was the only student that I could find in the state of Ohio that was asked to sit out week six just because they never looked at his application. Every other application in the state of Ohio was processed but his, including other ones at Maslin that were turned in the same day. It feels wrong. And, you know, I'm hoping that from this book, someone picks this up, maybe the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the Columbus Dispatch, and really looks in to what's going on with that organization.
Becca, I'll go back to the beginning of the season. At the coaches' banquet we did, Nate got up, and with everything that was going on off the field, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, nobody feels luckier to be here than me. Right, with everything that was happening and that the team went through. And yet later on, you know, in the book, it talks about how that situation shaped the beginning of the season and that it had a big impact on the season. As the wife of the head coach, when you see that and everything that he's going through, the positive and the negative, how were you handling all of that as the wife of a coach who's dealing with all that?
I think you have to handle it the best way you know how. You've got to trust the process and follow the time. And, you know, this isn't our first controversy. We went through stuff with Thayer when we had him. And I think, you know, that's just the way of the world. There's checks and balances, and you've got to trust those checks and balances. And that's what we did. And so, yeah, I just went about my day, kept working, did my business, and took care of the kids and did what I always do, just keep working and keep moving forward.
Yeah, both of you mentioned that this could be a special year, and I remember after the St. Ed's game saying, this is the best team that I've seen in the state of Ohio, any division. And I wasn't talking about St. Ed's. It was Maslin. With DeJuan Owens coming over, giving the team that dual threat at quarterback, running and throwing the football. If there was one thing I thought that was missing in the previous 8 years, maybe it was that dual threat. You either had a passer or a runner, but now you have the combination of the two. And, Scott, it sounds like that you were a little skeptical, even you know, when the pass fell incomplete against Hoban and they were in victory formation until the final three zeros were up on that board, that Maslin was going to do it. But did at some point you feel good about what was happening during the year?
Just at the beginning of this call, when you mentioned that we won the state championship, that was the first time I let it sink in. No, I mean, I'm not lying when I say on a weekly basis, I go, did the Hoban kid really drop a pass? What? We couldn't possibly have won. I mean, it's honestly not set into me. I know it should. I have a T-shirt that says we're state champions. I have a book that says it, but I've waited 53 years for this, and it's hard for me. I'm curious, what was it like for you to watch that game? Just as someone who covers sports, I mean, that was a crazy, crazy game to come down really to the last play.
It was the most exciting 7-2 game I've ever covered in my career. And when I tell other people who weren't there that, they go, what do you mean a 7-2 game was exciting? It was, because we knew those were the best two teams, right? And they were juggernauts on defense. And it was going to come down to mistakes and, you know, who could score a touchdown. And in that first half, okay, with the dropped punt, which turned into the blocked punt, which set up the only touchdown, when Maslin scored, I said, you know what, that's going to be the difference. Maslin's defense was as good as I've seen in covering the game, you know, at WHBC for going on 10 years now. And so I thought, you know what, that's all they need. And boy, did I get a little unsure of myself there on that fourth down pass play? Yes. But again, you know, Dorian Pringle, and without him, I don't know if Maslin wins that game, and he had missed the previous games with an injury. And yet he plays, reads the defense based on what I read in the book about how when number, I think it was 81, comes into the game as a blocking back or something, it's a trick play, and he responded to that. And that just tells you how much time and effort went into it for Maslin, the coaches and the players, to be ready for everything and anything. So it was a fun 7-2 game to cover, and it's always better when a team in Stark County wins the title, in my opinion, because I'm neutral. I don't have a dog in the race, a horse in the race, however you want to say that. I'm not from Maslin, McKinley, anywhere. I'm an outsider. So I just want as many Stark County teams to win state titles in any sport as possible. So it was great for me to watch. And I'm curious for you, Becca, what's it like as a coach's wife? Because sometimes I see you as a fan on the field. Other times you're with a camera videotaping stuff. Does that help you not get caught up in the game when you videotape stuff? Or do you prefer watching it as a fan?
I prefer watching it on the field so I don't have to be with the fans sometimes. But I enjoy watching our fans' reaction more from the field. I think I could say that. But Nate and I have been together almost 20 years. So I think I've just learned again to trust the process. And, like, he doesn't get nervous, you know. So, like, I don't get nervous. And actually, when we won, I actually ran over, and the first thing I did was point to Scott and say, I told you we were going to win. So, I enjoy being on the field. I enjoy, you know, making videos for the kids, and they love it when I can tweet out in real time and stuff. So I just enjoy the process, you know, and just am really kind of along for the ride. And I just know to stay calm, because if you stay calm, your kids stay calm, and you don't want to be the reason that there's a problem on the sideline, because I'm not going to deal with Nate when he gets home.
Yeah, I understand that 100%. Go ahead, Scott.
I want to say that she's not lying. I've never seen her be nervous at a game. My stomach hurts. I'm swaying back and forth. I practically died that fourth quarter. And, yeah, the moment my life dream came true, here comes Becca Moore running up to say, I told you so. It might be the largest I told you so that ever happened. So thanks for that, Becca.
Becca, the monkey on the back for so many coaches, right? It was there, and nobody was able to achieve what Nate did, and that's win a state title in the playoff era. Hey, when you're away with Nate, I don't know if you went on vacation or what you did. Did you get something out of him where it was a relief? Did he enjoy it? Was it more enjoyable than relief? What was his reaction to achieving something no other Maslin coach had achieved?
I don't think it was relief, you know, because this was our ninth season here. We trust the process, we keep working hard, we go back to the lab, we keep working hard, and we're going to win. So when Nate was hired, and somebody reminded me of this, when Nate was hired and I introduced him as the head coach, I told everybody then, I said, he's going to win you a state championship here. I don't know when it's going to come, but you're going to win with him. And so, you know, maybe I spoke it into existence. I'd like to take credit for that, but it's really the coaches and him. So it wasn't relief. He was so happy for his guys and for this city. I mean, it wasn't for anybody else, but for this city, former players, those who are still with us and those who are gone. So there's no monkey off the back, you know, because that's always been our goal when we came here, was to beat McKinley and to win the state championship.
And those were both achieved last year, and the book is out. If you want to read more about it, you can. The book is called Maslin Against the World, the story of the 2023 Maslin Tigers. And I'll give you both a chance here. Last word before we let you go. Scott, we'll start with you if there's something else you want them to know about the book and what they'll be getting.
Well, I think that this book, of course, it's about Maslin, but I think also it's so much about Stark County. And what I'm just like you. I mean, I root for Maslin, but I love to see the Stark County teams go. I root for McKinley every week except week 10. You know, and I think Stark County has that, and we're really lucky to have that love for high school football. And I think this book celebrates that.
Becca, how about you?
I think for me, I hope that people pick up this book because they think they know Maslin, and I thought I knew Maslin until I moved here. So I think if you understand the passion of just the fans, the city, and what the coaches put into our kids on and off the field and what we're trying to accomplish off the field for when these men are 5 and 10 years, you know, older and gone out of Maslin, I think it will give you a bigger perspective and how amazing our superintendent and, you know, principal at Washington High School are. And so, yeah, so I would say if you think you know, you don't, so pick up the book and read it.
And the other thing that I can say to both of you and everybody listening in Stark County is this. I've covered high school football. I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, which is known for its high school football, right? I've covered Cuyahoga County. I've covered Medina County. I've covered Stark County. And there's nothing even close to high school football in Stark County. And then, as far as a fan base, no offense to all the other schools, there's no fan base as crazy as they are for their high school football, as the Maslin fan base. And for them to experience something, Becca, maybe you didn't feel the monkey off the back. I think a lot of fans, and Scott sounds like one of them, you know,
it
had to be.
Yeah, see,
it was one of the best nights of their lives, the parade and everything, and that's part of the book as well. It's just amazing, the fan base, when we do games at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, to see that side of the field with the Maslin fans filled up every single home game, 14, 15,000, whatever it is. It's just amazing to me to see that on a regular basis, and that's a tribute to the fans of Maslin, and you gave them all something to cherish last year, and they can read more about it in this book that is out. And, Scott, where can people get this book?
You can go to TuckerDSPress.com. You can also go to Amazon, and we recorded the audio book, and that should be out in about 3 weeks or so.
All right, so people, if you're a Maslin fan and you haven't picked it up yet, there's your opportunity to do so and where to go. Scott, Ryan, Becca Moore, thanks so much for making time for us today. We really appreciate